Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Sunday, July 17, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The death in the U.S. of a 3-year-old girl adopted from Russia concerns many adoption agencies working in Russia. The girl's American mother is charged with murder, and Russia's government is troubled. It's the 12th such case since 1996. Buckner Orphan Care International's Tiffany Taylor says they're worried the case could end adoptions in Russia.
As a Christian agency, our goal is to place children in loving Christian homes where they're going to grow up and learn about their Heavenly Father and develop a relationship with Jesus. And it would just be such a tragedy for adoptions to stop for that very reason.
Next, while Hurricane Dennis has left 2 dead in the United States and 22 dead in the Caribbean, Christians are gearing up to help. Operation Blessing International President Bill Horan says OBI is providing food and other supplies to other Christian groups like the Salvation Army that are sharing the gospel.
We bring the food and the resources. These fellows have their mobile canteens. And when each one of those canteens goes out in the morning to feed people, each one of those canteens has got a pastor on board. And besides feeding the folks, they are there to meet their spiritual needs, pray with them.
Horan says while there are needs in the U.S., Cuba faces the longest road to restoration, having been hit hardest by the storm. And back to the Bible, reports on opposition faced by a partner in India. According to them, militant Hindus are conducting a campaign to discredit the school. The ministry offers village children a quality English education. Hindi parents of many castes have sent their kids to this school because of the quality of instruction, knowing that Christianity is part of the curriculum. Please pray that the teachers and students would maintain a good testimony in face of opposition. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.